Hello there, Saul.
Hello. Hello. Hi. Good morning. This is Mario from Family First Care. I was hoping to connect with Elisa Perez.
This is her.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. The reason of my call is in regards to the patient Lydia Cosme. I just wanted to inform that I am the new coordinator assigned by the agency. I will be taking care about the visit just to make sure that the caregiver Ruby Claire attend on time, make everything okay so she can receive the payment on time every Friday. I just wanted to know if so far she has been attending to the visits and providing a good service to the patient.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. And is the patient hospitalized recently or in the past month?
No, she hasn't been hospitalized in a few months, actually. She's been
Okay,
fine.
that's good to know. This number is the main number where I can reach you, or do you have any other number where we can contact you?
This is the only number, correct?
Okay, great. And is the service providing the address 250 West King Street, apartment 301 in Lancaster?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So I just wanted to make sure that everything was okay. This is my direct number in case that you want to update or provide information about the status of the patient or the caregiver. You can contact me to this number. I'm from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, and you can pass also this information to Ruby in case that you want to inform about something related with the visits or if she have any question about the payment. She can call me or send me a text message.
Okay, I actually do have a question. I don't know if she got a chance to call you or not, but we're planning to bring my grandmom to Florida for about a few weeks, maybe 2 weeks. We're not sure of the date yet, but I was assured by UPMC that they will pay for her care coordinator if they come with her to take care of her. They would have to pay, of course, for the flight, but they will pay her if she's here taking care of her. I just want to know, like, are you guys aware of that? Because I did speak to Ruby, and she said she would be able to. She would just need to know ahead of time, but she wanted to talk to you guys as well. So I did speak to UPMC. They said they will pay as long as, we let them know and they're aware. So I just want to let you guys know it's something that we're planning in the future.
Okay. Well, thank you for letting me know. In that case, you told me that you still don't have an exact day when that happened, but you said that it will be for a couple of weeks in Florida, right?
Yes, correct. So it will probably be towards the end of March, but we have not settled on a date yet.
Okay. Okay, well, in that case, when you have the exact day when they will be making the when the flight will be, let us know, and we'll just put the notes here and inform. Also, I'm going just to check here with my upper management about these situations where the service will be on another state for, say, a couple of weeks, maybe 2 weeks. And you said that, and you said that the insurance already know, and they said that it's okay. They will make the payment as normal, right?
Yes, correct. They said they will still cover her caregiver.
Okay, I'm just going to confirm that part of the information just to make sure that everything is okay and
Absolutely.
we don't have any convenience for when that happened. Ruby don't have any delay or any delay or any convenience at the moment to make the clock in the clock out and generate the hours for the payment on those weeks. Okay,
Okay. All
so
right. Sounds good.
give me a couple of minutes. Let me just verify, and I will give you a call back. Okay, just to
Okay.
confirm
Sounds
everything.
good. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're
Okay.
welcome. Okay,
Bye-bye.
bye-bye.